Andy Warhol based this self-portrait on a Polaroid photograph. He transferred the image to the canvas as a silkscreen print, the commercial mechanical reproduction process he'd favored since the 1960s. Early on, Warhol used the technique to make images of celebrities such as Marilyn Monroe and Jackie Kennedy. In the 70s and 80s, his most frequent subjects were the famous people he knew. By the time he made this camouflaged self-portrait in 1986, he himself had long since achieved celebrity status. Warhol's eerie, mask-like head, with its characteristic wig of spiky white hair, was painted just a few months before his untimely death in February 1987. Warhol had arrived in New York during the late 1950s and initially supported himself as a commercial artist. In 1959, he decided to dedicate his energies to fine art. He did not, however, identify with the emotionally charged abstract expressionism that dominated the art scene at the time. He found an alternative in the cool, impersonal appearance of his silkscreen canvases, on which he repeatedly reproduced images such as Campbell's soup cans, newspaper photographs, and pictures of celebrities. These works put him at the center of pop art, alongside artists such as Roy Lichtenstein and James Rosenquist.